Hello, Wellness Warriors. Welcome to a brand new day. This is Dr. Katrina Niesker, and I am a physical therapist and health coach. So I am coming to bring you joy and love and help you learn and grow on your path of wellness on the four pillars of mind, body, spirit, and soul. Please know that this is not to be a replacement for medical advice from your primary care physician or your medical team. Each of us has unique DNA and health histories that may need special testing and guidance in order to implement some of these things safely and effectively for your unique situation. But I look forward to learning and sharing and growing alongside with you, and I hope you get a lot from the show. Love you. Hello, Wellness Warriors. Last week, we started the F conversation of humanity. I started with friend because to me, that's the most important, yet most neglected of human survival and necessity. Today, I'm talking about a hot topic that we all need to deal with on a daily basis, multiple times a day. I mean, in reality, we can go months without food if needed, but in today's world of abundance and culture, most deal with it many times a day and on a daily basis, unless fasting. Food, the other F. Food is a source of fulfillment. It also is a chemical messenger to our brains. So do you realize we have more nerves in our gut than our brains? Yep. Our gut sends messages based on what is put in it. That is why literally food is a legal drug and why the food industry has scientists to create the most exciting reaction that will stimulate areas of our brain that are more powerful than actual opiates and drugs. Food is a legal drug. And this includes toxins that we breathe and drink and anything we ingest. It becomes a message that crosses through our blood-brain barrier to our brain. Sugar goes quickly and hits our reward centers for dopamine and serotonin faster than lightning. Hence food addiction. They even have done studies that mice will choose sugar over cocaine. Yes, sugar over cocaine. But sugar is in everything. It's in ketchup. It's in soup. It's in salad dressings. It's in McDonald's French fries. Yep, look it up. Those of us with weak gut linings are more sensitive and susceptible to these food impacts and chemical reward systems. So people that are more prone to addictions have very similar gut and brain systems. It seems these days that everyone is trying to figure out what foods are quote-unquote good or bad or right or wrong, and the food industry has been deceiving us with misinformation and labels. Most are trying to do good by providing inexpensive and quick solutions, but similar to the pharmaceutical companies and sickness, it has only made things worse. Adding additives and fillers, compromising quality for increased shelf life, increased taste and reward with chemicals, mass production and farming principles to create more, and has left our country overfed and undernourished. What this means is we are consuming an abundance of calories that have little to no nutrient density, which leaves us unsatisfied and wanting more, which is why we are obese as a country and getting more and more obese, which is the number one leading cause and predictor of 9 out of the 10 leading causes of death in our society. We need to start asking questions and not doing what's quote unquote normal, as normal in our society is actually sick and dying. We are consuming and throwing away more than could ever feed the entire world. Yet over half the world is literally starving, and we are dying from obesity. And yes, 75% of America is obese. 75% is obese. That is not good. And this is not a blame or shame thing. We are literally doing our best. We're following the fads of fat-free, then low-carb, then keto, susceptibility ourselves to the media that's being ingrained in us and reading labels that are actually lies. They're allowed to lie like 20%. And these natural additives or flavorings, there's like 150 different things in there, and some of them are toxic. When really it all comes down to getting back to the basics. I really try to eat food as God put in this world. Like very simple. Potato, like one ingredients. Broccoli, cabbage, apple, walnuts, olive oil, avocado, dark chocolate without the sugar, just 100%. Like keep it simple. Just like one ingredient things, chicken, turkey, fish. Okay, you get the point. The things that have helped me the most, and don't get me wrong, I put on the COVID-15 too, because you can still overeat healthy food. I'm just lucky that it comes on slowly, and it comes on mostly as muscle and does not cause inflammation and disease as much as if I was eating fried food and sugar and fake foods. But to me, there is food and then there's not food. Food is what is in its most natural form. So there's not good, bad, right, wrong food. There's food and then there's not food. So like I said, veggies, meat, seafood, nuts, seeds, legumes, potato, squash, lentils, natural oils, avocado, olive, coconut, 100% dark chocolate, fruits, etc. Everything else that comes in a package or label is not food. And I'm not perfect. I eat some packaged foods, but really I try to have less than 5 ingredients, and I need to be able to pronounce all the words in the ingredients, know what they mean, and be able to find them in the grocery store. If not, it shouldn't go in my mouth. I also don't eat sugar or any added sugar, even if it's honey or agave or whatever or monk fruit, blah, blah, blah. Sugar, 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 and it's not needed. And that has helped me keep insulin levels more stable than if I did not need to do that. It helps me to not overeat too much, except for baby carrots, because those are like candy, I swear. And yes, I can consume like 1 to 2 pounds of baby carrots, which is where the COVID-15 came from, because I was eating 1 to 2 pounds of carrots a day. And that's like 84 grams of sugar and 500 calories. So, yeah. I do need to keep things in check, just like we all do. And that and time-restricted eating has helped me. Keeping boundaries around food, food portions, times, and windows helps with what we all struggle with. And again, that obesity and thing, it's ingrained in us to eat as much as we can when we can. It's just now we can eat all the time. And we need to figure out how to put boundaries around that, because it's ingrained in our natural survival to eat a lot at once, because we didn't used to know when we'd be able to eat again, and we would go long periods of time without food for hundreds and thousands of years. So it's only in this past 100 of years that we've had abundance. We are all trying to find that perfect relationship with food, avoiding it, distracting self, exercise, exchange, but truth, there are traditions and community around it, and it's okay to enjoy it, but we need to start looking at the truth. What is quote-unquote normal is actually really sick and unhealthy, so let's stop chasing that instant gratification or taste of a dopamine hit that doesn't last very long and makes us want more, and start seeking satiety and lasting energy that feeds our brains and our bodies and our souls to be the best versions of ourselves. Food freedom is what we all seek. So maybe we need to start creating new belief systems and behaviors around what food is, how it should be slowly eaten with respect and grace, how we need diversity of colors and nutrients, how it needs to not be sprayed with chemicals, come in plastic-ridden and endocrine disruptor bags that probably causes more fat gain than the food in it, and that are not mass-produced or altered, and start looking at how we, our DNA and ancestors, have eaten for generations. What does your instinct say? Start getting outside, start resting more, start moving your body naturally. We all have our ancient wisdom of what we need. We just need to start honoring it. And as one of my favorite educators, Sean Stevenson, says, be as weird as F. People are afraid to be abnormal, to be different, but being different is what's going to actually save your life in the long run. It's hard to find real food, to eat real food, as with anything in life. If we overdo it, overuse it, it loses its affinity, and we need more and more of it to be stimulating. So go without for times. You will be surprised what an SOS, that's sugar and salt, sugar, oil, salt, free diet ends up being. But not forever. Sometimes scarcity and fasting are good resets to find your actual food freedom. And that's all for today from Dr. K. All right, Wellness Warriors, I hope you enjoyed that show. And please know that I do want to learn and grow. So please comment, like, share, subscribe if you got anything from that or if you didn't. I want to learn and know. And hopefully other people do as well. And just remember that this is for informational purposes only and not to replace seeking care or guidance from a medical provider. I wish you well along your journey and look forward to hearing from you next time. Take care. Love you.